Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life. My name is Jawanza, shows also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. Hope everybody is healthy and wealthy and working on your divinity. It's good to be back, having another opportunity to speak with you, to share some very powerful, very, very necessary information. If anybody's been watching the news, and actually you don't even have to watch the news, you probably, if you don't have it, or you might know somebody that has it, but there is some serious strains of the flu that are going around, and people are dying. I mean, really, I mean, more so than normal. And they're saying that the worst is yet to come. Don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. Actually, tonight I'm going to be the bearer of good news, because a special guest is going to be talking about some information that can combat that. And if you listen, and not just listen, but if you act on what you hear, then if you are currently suffering from the flu, or you know somebody that is, you can share this information with them, and they can actually treat the flu naturally. Okay, so let's dive right on in. My special guest today is King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on the holistic health path for over 35 years. That's right, over 35 years. He was doing this long before many of us were even thinking about becoming vegetarian or vegan. I mean, he was doing this back before I even knew any vegetarians, you know, or vegans. So I'm very, very pleased to have somebody with such a long tenure in this holistic health field. I'd like to say hey to everybody, to all of the new listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Welcome to all of the listeners that have been with us for a while. I see Queen Renee's checked in. Thank you so much, Queen Renee. Always good to see you and know that you're with us. And others who have been with us for as long as you've been with us, thank you so much. And thank you so much for sharing the information. So, again, we're going to be talking tonight about that you can cure the flu naturally. That's good news. My special guest again is King Coy Dunstan. Welcome back, my brother. Always great to have you. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I appreciate being back with you. And I say good evening to your audience, your family, and all of that. And hope you're all is well.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'm just, as I mentioned to you, just very, very honored to have somebody such as yourself on as a regular. Brother Coy has been with us. Oh, man, it's been some time now. It's been over 5 years he's been with us doing this show. And we've covered just about every topic you can think of in holistic health. So I just want to invite everybody to scroll down the archives, because there's a lot of great shows with Brother Coy and a lot of other, Dr. Lathan, Dr. Watkins. We've got shows on spirituality. We just added shows with Professor Joseph Geiger. For all of you entrepreneurs out there, we've got a show that you'll definitely love. Scroll through the archives and look for his shows. But again, tonight we're going to be talking about how you can cure the flu naturally. Brother Coy, as I mentioned, this is one of those seasons that has hit us really, really, really hard. And, you know, we'll get into that. But, again, for those new listeners who might be hearing you for the first time, you've got an awesome testimony, my brother. And, again, if you don't mind sharing it, how you got started on the holistic health path, so those who may not have heard your testimony before can be inspired and they can understand why they're listening to you. Because when you're talking to people about a topic like holistic health, people need to know that you know what you're talking about. Because there's a lot of people out there saying this and saying that, and especially the new people that are coming to the holistic health field, they don't know what they don't know, you know. So when they do listen to somebody, they need to know that that person knows what they're talking about. And your testimony definitely lends credence to the fact that you are an expert at what you do. So if you don't mind, could you share with our listeners how you got started on the holistic health path?
Well, back in 1980, I just graduated from law school, and I was just looking for something to do, so I went home to spend some time with my mother and father. And when I got there, my mother had just come from the doctor's office saying that the doctor told her to go to Duke University as soon as she could, because he couldn't give a good diagnosis of what was going on with her. So the next morning, my father and I got up, and we drove up to Duke University Hospital, and we sit there most of the day, and while they examined and looked and poked, and after a while, later that evening, they came back and say, "Well, we're going to keep her, and we're going to run, confirm the test, and we think she has the cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver." So after that diagnosis, we kind of, father and I went home and meditated on that. And after about the next day or so, they came back and told us that the test confirmed that she actually had the cancer. And probably about 3 weeks later, they gave her an ultimatum to take the chemotherapy, or, you know, they'd done all they could do, and all they had left was the chemotherapy and radiation and all of that. And they say if you can't take the chemotherapy now, you have to leave the hospital or go home or whatever. So she asked me, what would I do if I was her? I say, well, I don't know of anyone that has really been helped with the chemotherapy. Most of the time, after the chemotherapy, they die within a week or so. And if it was me, I think I'd just go home and get ready to meet my maker. So she thought about it, I guess, and she decided to go home. And we got her home, and we started working with her. You know, she went through the why me and all of that, the anger period, I guess it's called, where you say, you know, I've been good, and I've done all this, that, and other. Why do I get this disease? So mm-hmm. It took her probably about 3 or 4 days to get through that cycle. But after she decided to live, we got on a program using the herbs and the all the things that I had learned about through a company called Nature Sunshine, about how to take care of the body, how to reverse disease, and the things you can do to assist the body in healing. And we got started on that and got her on a good program of cleansing and detoxing. And probably after about a month or so after she got out of the hospital, she was doing better. So we went back to the doctor. The doctor said, well, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to keep doing it. They were surprised she was still alive. And
wow.
So she kept on, and after a couple of other months, a herb called Patiaco came on the market. And we started using that, and after about 3 or 4 months, she was, you know, pretty much back to normal. We kept on working. We kept on doing the right thing. And after about 6 months or so, she was up and around and raring to go back to work. And after that, I was convinced this is something I need to look at again. So after going through that with the herbs and the ways to take care of the body, I was convinced that this is something that needed to be said. And I got opened up a store and started learning more about the herbs and where to get them. And I started helping as many people that wanted to listen. And my mother lived 10 years after that. So that confirmed my course in life of doing preventive health education, and I've been doing it now for about 38 years. Yeah, so it's been a trip for me, and to see how people respond when you give them the right information and they can follow it, you can get some pretty good results. And I'm one witness to that, and to this day, I'm still doing the same thing.
Well, let me ask you this, Brother Poy, because I had a friend who shared with me that they had been diagnosed with cancer, and I'm going to share this show with them. So just, if you don't mind, because I don't know, I'm certain that this individual went through all kinds of emotions when they got the report, when they found out that they had the cancer. You know, I'm sure that they went through all of the same emotions that your mother went through. And having seen the complete recovery of your mother from the cancer, what words could you say to someone who had just been told that they have cancer and they, you know, are not wanting to go the allopathic route? I mean, so what would be the first, what words of encouragement could you give to somebody who just found out?
Well, I would tell them, first of all, that, you know, there's nothing that the medical profession have that can really correct any disease. Most of the things they have goes to working with a drug or some other chemical that goes in and actually weakens the body's immune system and make the situation worse over time. Initially, you might feel better, but over time, it's going to, unless they can guarantee you that they've done what you need to get done, like building the immune system and getting rid of the cancer, then you're going to run into the same problem again or some problem even worse. So I would recommend that you look at what you're doing, anything that you know you shouldn't be doing, and even going down to even changing your diet, changing everything that you eat, changing everything that you believe, and begin to work with what you know and all can confirm, and begin to work on your own self, because there's no guarantee that the medical profession stuff is going to work, and if it does, it doesn't mean that it's going to cure anything. So I would, first of all, it's anything that I'm eating, I would stop. I would go to a plant-based diet. I would do green leafy vegetables, juice, and drink as much as you can every day. I would get any herb that addresses your problem or address your issue in terms of cancer. Mm-hmm. That's moringa, pardaco, the vitamin C, of course. Those mm-hmm. kind of things. Get on that program. Eliminate all the animal from your diet and begin to eat more green leafy vegetables and juice as much as you can. That would be my recommendation, and see how you feel. If you feel like it's working, then continue to do that or do more. If you feel like it's not doing what you want to do, then, maybe seek out some, professional counseling or someone that knows more about it than you do, and see if they can take you into a direction that will make that immune system work and get rid of the cancer. So, yeah, it may be a hard road. It may be take some time to really convince yourself that this is what you want to do. But you only have two choices. Either you're going to live or you die. And the sooner you make your decision to live, the better off you'll be in terms of getting rid of whatever is wrong with you. So not only for cancer, but for any disease. That's the kind of program that I would probably recommend to them, and convince them or have them convinced that this is the way to go and this is what you need to do.
Well, what about emotions and the effect that the emotions may have on the immune system as a person is trying to heal? Because, for example, somebody goes to the doctor tells them they have cancer, and now they're going through the same emotions that your mom went through, the anger, the fear, and, whatever else, the why me, the disappointment, of course, and then you have other people that may even, well, very well-meaning people that may reinforce that by, thinking that, okay, if someone's down in the dumps, you want them to know that you're with them. So, okay, if you're happy, I'm going to laugh with you. If you're crying, I'm going to cry with you, and reinforcing the actual emotion of sadness or grief or anger or fear even, which can actually have an effect on the same immune system that you need to be at its tip-top, operating condition to help you heal. So could you talk just for a moment about the emotions and the roles that that plays and the importance of surrounding yourself with people that are going to keep you up, especially during this time when, if you're not careful, you can get down?
Well, I would say that your emotional state is really a fear factor. You're going through all of this, I got this disease and everybody I know has died from it and there's nothing that can be done about it and all of that. That's really a fear factor because you don't know what to do. But once you get over the fear process, you got to get them through that process. It may take a week or two to get through that, But once you get them through that and they decide to live, you'll find that it will be much easier to convince them to work with the preventive medicines out there so that they can reverse the condition. But what the problem is that fear will motivate you or paralyze you. And most of the time when we are relying on the doctors and the medical profession, we go to them and they tell us that we have cancer. They don't ever tell us that we can correct it. They just say you got cancer and take chemotherapy. So if you go there, you have to convince yourself that before you get yourself into a situation where you can't get out of, because once they start the chemotherapy or once they start whatever treatment they recommend, it's going to be hard to stop that or back out of that and try something different. So I tell people, you know, make up your mind when you get the news, make up your mind one way or the other which way you're going to go. And I would recommend that you try to do whatever you can or whatever you can find out to do about your condition and do that before you commit to chemotherapy or all the other stuff. But they'll tell you that, you know, it's your last day and all of that stuff. They try to convince you to go right away into all of these programs, and you don't have to do that. You can just step back, take a deep breath, compose yourself so you'll know exactly what you're dealing with, you know, figure out what it is you're dealing with and work out a program that will address whatever you think you are going through. But the bottom line is that you have to make the decision. The individual has to make the decision whether or not they want to go through the chemotherapy or go through some preventive method where they take their health kind of sort of in their own hands, which is where it should be. And it's just it's a matter of convincing yourself that this is what I need to do and know why you need to do it and go through the process and make a decision later about whether or not you need to do all this other stuff they're asking you to do. But your first line of defense should be yourself. And in order to do that, you have to get control of yourself and get as much understanding about what's going on with you so that you can actually come up with a good program that will give you your best chance of survival.
You know, I think, Brother Coy, what happens, too, is when dealing, and I promised everybody we're going to get to the flu, but I think what happens, too, with a lot of people that might have been diagnosed with cancer, when they're talking with other people, I mean, they have groups out here, you know, of cancer survivors who may have taken chemo, you know, or radiation, or, you know, and so because they hear and never changed nothing. I mean, never changed their diet, never fasted, never juiced, just did whatever the doctor said, and they still here. And so, you know, and thank God they're still here. You know, I'm happy for that they're still here. But when you take somebody that may be trying to do the holistic health thing and they're hearing a cancer survivor saying, well, I still eat chicken, fish, and meat, yeah, and, you know, all this stuff, and I never changed nothing, and I survived it, you know. That could also cause somebody to waver in deciding whether or not they want to go the holistic health path if they know of people who are not vegan but are cancer survivors.
That is true. I mean, it's not saying that what the doctor recommends won't work, but my whole contention is that you have to understand your body, understand what your body needs, and begin to do that. And don't be fooled by somebody claiming that they can give you a drug or some kind of medication or some kind of procedure, and it's going to correct the condition. Because until you go within yourself and decide, how did I get this disease and what can I do about it, you're going to be susceptible to that disease, even though you may take chemotherapy, you may be okay for a day or two. But it's going to be hard to really feel that you are completely healed until you take your body through the process of healing. And that's that's sometimes it takes some effort. Sometimes it's not easy to do. Sometimes it doesn't feel well. But you have to convince yourself and be convinced that this is what I need to do for my body, because this is how my body works, and all the things that I was doing to make me to cause me to get this condition, I'm going to put aside, and I'm going to give myself the best chance I can to heal. And until mm-hmm. you get to that place, there's not much anyone can do for you to about anything. So yeah, you may get some people that go through the process of the orthodox medicine, but at the same time, how many of those survive long term? They may get 2 or 3 years extra, but if mm-hmm. they don't change, if they keep doing the same thing, they're going to come down with the same condition again, and it's going to be even more difficult to deal with when it comes back around.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody needed to hear that. And so, again, I thank you, everybody, for tuning in. So, again, I encourage you to remember that as you're listening to Brother Coy, you're listening to somebody with 38 years or so experience doing this. I mean, the first person that he worked with was his mother. That was 38 years ago, and he's been doing it ever since then. And so I think that you know now, if you didn't know who he was before, you're not going to forget him now, right? You know why you're listening to him. Well,
yes.
For tonight's topic, again, we're going to be talking about you can treat the flu naturally. As everybody knows, this is flu, quote, end quote, flu season. Okay, and it's going around, and it's hitting people harder than it has in recent years. And so we're going to talk about ways and how you can treat it naturally. So for starters, education is power, information is power. So, Brother Coy, what is the flu? I mean, how does the flu differ from the common cold? When people say they got the flu, what exactly are they saying? I mean, is it a virus? I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, it is a virus, and that's what makes it so dangerous. Viruses are spread through the air. So if I'm in a bus or in a closed room and I'm snotting and sneezing and coughing and all that, it's going to spread throughout the room, and it's going to depend on the person that is coming in contact with, their immune system, how strong they are, what are they doing to for themselves, on whether or not they are strong enough to fight it off. I would say that the flu season usually starts around sometimes as early as September, maybe. And that's why we say, or that's another reason why fasting is important. Because if you make it a habit or a part of your life, fasting a part of your life, you should be fasting around that time. And during the fast, you would fast because that's your best protection against the flu. I'll say that up front. Now, you can do whatever else you want to do, but the flu comes as a virus because there's so many things in the air that you come in contact with, and your immune system is compromised, so it attacks you at your weakest place, and usually that's your respiratory system, and you get the flu. So if you're fasting, that's more difficult for the flu or any virus to break through and come and attack the body. So whatever you're dealing with, you should look at the process of fasting as a way of making a difference in terms of whether or not you get that contract, that condition or not. So if you can do a fast, say 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, if between September and December, chances are, you will avoid getting the flu. Other than that, a virus, you got to remember that a virus is an attack on your immune system, and your immune system is weakened for a number of reasons. Probably the number one reason is because we eat all this junk all year and we don't do anything to get it out of us. So all of this bacteria is built up in us, and it weakens us, and it causes us to be susceptible to all of these conditions. The flu is nothing more than a virus that has invaded your immune system because your immune system wasn't strong enough to fight it off. You get that disease. So fasting would be the next first thing. Then if you can't fast, or if you don't want to fast, or if you don't want to go through the process of building, strengthening your immune system, then you have to look at taking the supplements necessary to keep your immune system at a place as as strong and as effective as you can. And you're looking at primarily you got to take your vitamin C. The vitamin C would be the best defense, I think, if you're not going to go through the process of fasting and all the other stuff. Or even if you're going to fast, I would still make vitamin C a part of the fast. But if you can get the vitamin C level up high enough to boost your immune system and flush out as much as that, whatever is weakening your immune system, causing you to be susceptible to whatever condition it is, then you're going to have a better chance of avoiding it, or if it attack you, it won't be so severe, like you would die or anything. So there are natural ways to treat these things, but we're not even aware of most of the ways, and we're not even conscious enough or take the time to find out really how these things work and how we can do them and how we can make them a part of our healthy life. So that would kind of be my recommendation to anyone that wants to avoid such a condition. I would make sure if I'm not fasting that I'm doing what I can to flush and cleanse the body of all the things that I'm carrying around in me that would weaken my immune system, and I would take the supplements necessary to keep the immune system up. Sea vegetation, vitamin C, moringa, pardalco, all of those things would help strengthen the cell and the immune system so that you give your body the best chance you can to avoid getting attacked in a way that can make you sick.
You know, Brother Coy, you mentioned fasting. You talk about fasting. I know you're a strong proponent of fasting, but I just heard you say, you know, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. You said 2 months like it was 2 days. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for a lot of people, it might take a little longer to break whatever it is. Now, we were talking, of course, about preventing, but if you have the flu, now what about then? What if you have the flu? You've already gotten the flu, and now you're feeling weak, but your immune system been compromised. You got the flu now. I mean, you're doing the whole thing. You sweating and sneezing and coughing and, you know, got all of the symptoms and dealing with all of that. Would that be a time too fast? I mean, while you have it, or were you speaking specifically about to prevent it?
Well, you can do both, but you can have the flu and still fast because usually you lose your appetite and you're vomiting it anyway, so you kind of, it's a forced fast you're putting your body through. And I'm just saying, you know, instead of forcing your body into a fast, plan it and do the things necessary that will build the immune system so that you don't get sick. But, even if you have the flu now, the only thing that's recommended that the orthodox medicine recommend is that you still get your flu shot and that you watch your temperature, your if your fever stays up too high, do whatever you can to get it down, and drink plenty of fluids. So that's just normal everyday recommendations. You should do that every day. Drink plenty of water. Get your rest, and make sure you get the supplements to maintain your body in a way that you don't get attacked by these foreign viruses out there. So that's kind of the best information I could give someone if they have the flu. Get your supplements, get your rest, drink plenty of fluid, and just fight it out.
Now, you mentioned the flu shot. What are your thoughts on the flu shot? I mean, I haven't had a flu shot in years, and haven't had the flu in years.
I'm not a proponent of any vaccinations or virus or shots or anything like that. I think your body is made to defend itself, and if you do the right thing, it'll do that. But if you have found yourself in a compromised situation, or you going into a compromised situation, like you got to go to Chicago or something, and Chicago got an outbreak, you have to be mindful of that and protect yourself as best you can. But the idea is that you don't want to just leave your body defenseless. You gotta do your exercise. You gotta take your supplements. You gotta do all of that in order to give your body the best chance to prevent disease. But that's probably the best information you can give someone if they already have it or if they don't want to get it. It's pretty much the same program, and you know, you do what you know you need to do. Drink your water, flush if you can, do whatever you can to reduce the effects of the disease on your body. So any disease, I would say that about any disease. So yeah, that's where I would leave with that.
Well, what about zinc? I remember reading several different times that even just for the common cold, I don't know how this would work for the flu, and I'm sure that zinc certainly couldn't hurt, I don't guess, but they were saying that for the common cold, rather, that if the common cold lasts normally a week, somebody, you know, taking zinc can cut that down to, you know, maybe a day, 2 days tops. I mean, what are your thoughts on zinc? Would that be something that you would recommend for the flu as well?
Well, not only just zinc. I mean, if you got a body full of hot dogs from going out to the beach all summer, zinc is not going to help you with that. You're going to have to do something to flush. So I would say before you embark on any program, do first things first. You got to get the old stuff out before you put new stuff in. So even if you're going to do zinc, it is a good immune builder. It'll build up your immune system against these things. But the problem is you got to do more than that. You just can't take the zinc. You gotta get your body back up to a place to where it can actually use the zinc, so that it can do what it's supposed to do in the body.
Everybody, my special guest today is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I see you online. If you're listening by phone, you have a question or comment, all you have to do is press 1. If you're listening online, you can give us a call at 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. Also, if you're listening by phone, please put the phone on speaker. Do not have the phone up to the side of your head, okay? Thank you very much. So, Brother Coy, what are some of the signs that, you know, for somebody who, I guess the scratchy throat or the runny nose, that would be the same signs, symptoms that you would have for the common cold?
Yeah, I think the main thing is the fever. If your fever is getting out of hand, that's when you may need to get some further help in terms of dealing with it. But if you can get your fever, if you can keep your fever down, you have a pretty good chance of preventing any disease that you might be trying to prevent. But the consideration there is that we need to, you know, do first things first. Whether it's a flu outbreak or not, I think it's important that we understand that there's a time and season to do everything. And when we skip over those things, we don't fast, we don't change the diet, we don't detox, we don't cleanse the body, then you're setting yourself up for a condition, that a preventable condition that really I think it comes from basically what we're eating. If we're eating a lot of animal fat, with all the things they're putting in animal fat, and as sick as we know these animals are that they're feeding us, then it's going to affect your body if you eat it. So you have to start looking at your livid instead of a diet, and you can find that you can make good headway in terms of preventing or overcoming some of these diseases.
You know, Brother Coy, I want to stay on the fasting for a moment too, because that really is a very important part of any person's lifestyle. If in fact their desire is to be healthy and they want to maintain optimal wellness, fasting has so many benefits to it, and to make fasting a regular part of your lifestyle. Just like, you know, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you know, fasting.
Right.
You should, you know, do that on a regular basis and get your body used to it. I mean, because, again, after people, I think when it comes to fasting, they look at what they're actually denying the body as opposed to what they're giving the body.
Yeah.
Could you talk about that? I mean, just, you know, what you're gaining is so much more than what you're not losing anything. You know, you actually, it's all an upside. There's no downside to fasting. I mean, you, of course, there's a right way and a wrong way to fast, but if you fast properly, there's no downside. Could you talk about the benefits and the trade-off? Okay, so you deny yourself, if you want to use the word deny, you're actually just saying, okay, I'm not going to eat for 2 or 3 days. But in the meantime, you're still giving your body the nutrients that it needs through the juicing. So, and or maybe the supplements as well. So could you talk about just the benefits of fasting in addition to, you know, just being for the flu, but just for overall wellness?
Well, I would first of all remember that you are what you eat. So if you know you're eating too much sugar, too much meat, too much of anything, you want to first get control of that, and that is done through fasting. Fasting may not be eliminating all foods, but you want to change what you're eating to a place to where you can make sure that you're pushing out all the stuff that you have done that you know you shouldn't have done. You want to make sure you get that out. So that's the detox process. Now, sometimes the maintenance is a problem with a lot of us. I mean, as long as we can get in the car and starts up, we can drive it, we don't worry about anything else. But that's a kind of a careless way to look at things. It's much better to take care of your car, keep it clean and get it checked up whenever it needs to be checked up. The same consideration I would do for the body. You have to get yourself in a mind frame that, well, it's springtime and it's time to get ready for the summer. So you do something different, or you do a fast then. It can be a complete fast where you eliminate all food, and at some point you should get to that. But if you're not a faster, then at least eliminate the things that you, as best you can, of the things that you know you shouldn't be eating, and just replace it with good stuff. Don't stop drinking sodas and then start drinking juice that's full of tea or something, or a bottle of juice that's full of sugar. So you want to give your body the live enzyme organisms when you fast. That's basically what you're doing, is awakening your body's immune system through a raw or plant-based foods that you eat, so that you can give your body the best chance that you can to eliminate anything that may cause the disease. If you do that, I think you'll be okay for most conditions that's coming up. But like I say, most of us, as long as we can get in the car and turn the key and it starts up, we don't think about putting oil in it or checking the tires. Mm-hmm. So we do our bodies the same way. So I would say you wanna elevate your thinking about what your body need and begin to do those things. And if you need help with that, there's plenty of people out here to help you with corrective measures to avoid getting a disease or some sickness from, you know, your inactivity or inability to do what you know you need to do.
You know, Brother Coy, I want to talk about the strains of the flu for a moment. But before that, I want to just touch on this, because I know that there are a lot of times when we have family members that love us, friends that, you know, might not be on the holistic health path, and it might not be nothing for them to say, hey, listen, I'm going to swing by, pick you up, we're going to go out and grab something to eat, you know. Or, you know, it's Father's Day, or it's Mother's Day, or, you know, it's Christmas, you know, whatever the case, whatever the holiday is, or, hey, let me take you out, you know what I mean? I just want to take you out and treat you to a nice dinner, you know, but they're taking you to Red Lobster, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they're taking you to, you know, some other place where You might think, okay, well, I'm not eating beef. What about seafood, Brother Corey? What, any thoughts on that when it comes to, because it's, you know, people might say, I don't eat meat, but I eat crabs, or I don't eat meat, but I eat lobster, or you know what I'm saying? So what about seafood?
Well, under any circumstances, you shouldn't be eating a scavenger. Anything but it is contained in a shell or that's contained scavengers, they call them. They crawl on the bottom of the ocean around the shore, and they eat anything that falls in that they can eat. And you want to make sure you stay away from as much as you can the shellfish. And now I'm almost convinced that any seafood is going to be a problem because most of the oceans and the waters are polluted. We've dumped all our plastic and all our waste in it, and the fish is going into the fish, and it's causing the fish to turn to plastic. And so I would be careful about any fish that I eat unless you can find a fish that's been grown in a water that's clear and safe and unpolluted. I would probably eliminate any fish, and that leaves us in a place to where we got to. I've eliminated fish from the list of things you can eat now. So
okay.
Fish I would not touch much unless you know something I don't about it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, they take the position that, you know, I know you've said, you know, good, better, and best. So people might say, well, hey, it might not be the best diet, but, hey, you know, at least I don't eat chicken and beef, you know what I mean? But there are dangers to fish. And so whereas Corey used to be a proponent of it, and you mentioned those, the type of fish that is grown in a particular way, and most people aren't going to check that anyway. Most people aren't going to go out and do the research to find out if the fish on their plate is, you know, where it came from. So,
right.
You know, just to be on the
stay away,
it's better safe than sorry.
Stay away.
It's just better, you know, just to leave it alone. But to the strains of the virus, Brother Corey, now, how does this come about? I mean, they've got different strains out there. Again, people, you got children out here that are dying. I mean, not just children, but adults being hospitalized. I mean, they're talking about that this season has been the deadliest flu season in the last 10 years. And, again, they're saying that it's not over. So, I mean, and it's a powerful, I guess, strain of the flu. I don't know if you know the answer to this. How many strains of it are there, you know? And, you know, let's talk about strains for a moment. Why the different strains of the flu? I mean, what's up with that?
Well, I think it's like primarily, not that I know all I need to know about that, but the strains, it comes from not treating the old strains. It's after a while you get to the place where, like, I think it's the H3N2 or something like that this year. And that's a result of not being able to contain it at any stage. The best defense is the immune system, and if you got the compromised immune system, you got a problem with catching a lot of other things. But in terms of the flu, these strands come from like the Spanish flu, the Aussie flu, all of those different flus we've gone through, the epidemics, and we find that they have been, it's just something that comes along that's not, again, we're not prepared for it because you can't make a vaccine or anything for something that doesn't exist, and because it mutates so much, by the time you get it and they make a vaccine for it, it's the next season. And over time, these different strands develop because of the different ways we do the flu season. We really don't have a vaccination that we can give people to prevent it. So we have to let people get it, and then we try to build a vaccine so we never really get over the flu. So it just mutates. They use these vaccinations to prevent it. But by that time, it had mutated into something else, and it's too late. But that's why you have so many strains. They really never correct it.
Well, so what is it with the weather that has to do, I mean, obviously because if it's the flu, quote, season, end quote, and that comes around once the weather starts changing from the summer months going into the colder months, is it something about the cold weather that brings it on?
Well, the seasons change. So as the seasons change, different bacteria develop. So if you're in a place where you're doing you've been in a situation where you have, spent the summer on the beach and you've eaten a lot of hot dogs or hamburgers and you find that you don't take the time to clean yourself out. When the weather changes, then you're going to be more susceptible to the change in the weather because you get colder or it gets hotter, and it creates these conditions where the immune system becomes compromised and we have this problem with trying to adapt to the weather in an unnatural way. Like I say, no matter what you do, even if you start taking supplements, you're still not going to be able to prevent or get that disease to begin to subside if you don't do first things first. That's the detox, cleanse the body, do some fasting, and take the supplements you need is the best way to address preventing any virus.
So somebody who's eating meat and hamburgers and hot dogs and dairy and everything, and they could wash their hands all day long, right? I mean, people say, wash your hands, make sure you wash your hands, which is good. You should wash your hands regularly throughout the course of a day. But if you washing your hands is not going to prevent you from getting the flu if you have a compromised immune system.
That's correct. That's correct. No matter how much you wash your hands.
And no matter how many times you wash your hands.
Right.
Wow. Anybody got a question for Coy? All you got to do is just press 1 and I can bring you on board. Brother Coy, I definitely want to tell people about the establishment that you started after having, worked with your mother 38 years ago. It changed your life, and not only changed her life, it obviously changed her life, but it changed your life, and as a result of it changing your life, it's changed God only knows how many other people's lives who've come in contact with you through the work that you do. You went out, you started an establishment, yours naturally, and then now you've got Secrets of Nature located in Washington, D.C., and I mean, I know that over the years, over the decades that you've been doing this work, you've seen a lot. I mean, not just in terms of the changes as new information comes out about, just holistic health, like vitamin C, for example. You are a strong, strong proponent of vitamin C, even more so now probably than 35, 38 years ago. But even with people, seeing the people that you've come into contact with and, working with them and seeing them come to you in one state and then by following your recommendations, leaving you in another state. And I just want to state here for the record that we're not proposing that Coy can cure you, okay? Coy cured his mother, okay?
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
First of all, there are a lot of variables that go into that, and so we're not making a claim that, he's going to cure you. A lot of variables go into, for example, what state is a person in when they come to see Coy, when they come to this information, are they the beginning stages? What stage are they in? Their commitment level, is a person willing to do what it takes to heal? They're going to go to they're going to be the ones that go to the stores and make the food choices that need to be made. They're going to be the ones that go to the supermarket and say, okay, instead of getting meat, dairy, and sugar, I'm going to get plant-based nutrition. They're going to be the ones that make those choices. Coy can't make those choices for you.
Right.
They're going to be the ones. You're going to be the ones that fast, that do the fasting, that do the juicing. Coy can't do that for you. So we can't make those claims, but we can say this, that Koi worked with his mother, and as a result of after the doctors giving her 6 weeks to live, she lived 10 years after that following the instructions that Koi did. So if you listen and if you are willing to do what it takes, then you too can have the same testimony that Koi's mother had. There's no guarantee, because there's no guarantee that you're going to do it. There's no guarantee, but there's no pill. We're not selling a pill. Now, if you do need products, okay, if you do need, for example, herbs, if you do need nutritional supplements, Koi has an establishment. It's called Secrets of Nature. It's in Washington, D.C. If you have never tasted vegetarian food, or if you have and you want to enjoy it and learn how it's supposed to taste, then you definitely want to get by Koi's establishment at Secrets of Nature. Can you tell them how they can do that, Brother Koi?
Well, they can call me at 202-562-0041, and I can give them some idea of what I have for today and what's needed for today. Or you can come to 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest, and that's Washington, D.C., 20032. Stop in, come in, look around, see what you think. Try some of the food, try some of the herbs, see where it goes. If you can't do that, I can ship to you. I can send it to you wherever you are in the world. And if you want to find out anymore, just call 202-562-0041, and I can answer any questions you might have.
You know, Brother Koi, it's also important for people to research, and I'm going to give this number, I'm going to give Koi's number one more time before we get off the phone, because then you need to write this number down in case you didn't. Matter of fact, I'll do that now. 202-562-0041. You need to write that and stick it where you can see it, because there needs to be, when you're making, especially if you're just making a transition, if it's already become a lifestyle for you and you're already on the vegan path, you know, then God bless you, because, you know, you had to actually do some research. But if you're just getting on it, you need constant reminders, you know. So a good place to put Koi's number is on the refrigerator. Okay, so every time you go in there, you'll see that, and it might make a difference between, you know, you actually getting what you were going in there to get, and, you know, saying, you know what, maybe I need to do something different. You know, maybe I need to do something different. So I encourage everybody to make sure you can, if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, get by Brother Koi's establishment at, you know, in Washington, D.C., and the number again is 202-562-0041. And if you're coming to D.C., make it a point that, okay, when I get to D.C., I'm going to Secrets of Nature, okay? Give Brother Koi a call. If you're not in the area and you don't see yourself coming to the area but you need some products, Koi does sell loose herbs. When it comes to herbs, Brother Koi, are you a proponent of capsules, or is loose herbs more potent?
Well, I think probably the standardized herbs usually come packaged in a capsule or in a tablet, and that's probably the cleanest way to take it. But if you have a good source of natural herbs right out of the ground or right off this plant, that is another way that you can also ingest the herbs. But if you're concerned about the safety of the herb or where it comes from, then you need to get with a company and find out where the herbs come from and how they package them and why, and make a determination about which ones you want to use. But most of us don't have or don't know what the herbs look like anyway, so you have to kind of rely on the company that's packaging the herb to make sure that you're getting what you're supposed to be getting at a level that is going to be effective for you, so that you don't have to wonder whether or not it's contaminated or not. But a lot of people like the loose herbs. A lot of people like the packaged herbs. It's just a matter of convenience, which one you like to do the best, and whether or not you have the time to really deal with the bulk or loose herbs in its natural form. Either way, I would recommend, if you want to be sure or more safe, find a company that packages the herbs so you make sure you're getting what you're supposed to get. Or if you know the herbs well enough, then you can go and pick them yourself or buy them loose or bulk size so that you can use them that way. And, you know, a lot of people use the herbs not only to take but also to wash with or to purify the body in certain ways, to burn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to decide why you're using them, what kind of what form do you want them in that's more convenient for you, because oftentimes you don't have time to make a pot of herbs in the morning or when you get home, you don't have the time. So it's just sometimes it's just more convenient just to get them in a tablet or a package form so that it's more convenient and it's easier to do, easier to take or stay on a program if you don't have to do a lot of that. So either way, I would say, but a lot of people like them both ways. I think we as black people usually use them in its raw form right off the plant or right out of the ground. And that's kind of, I think, why we have this propensity to take the loose herbs, because we don't really trust the company sometimes, or they put other stuff in it, or they mix stuff in it. So you have to really do your research to determine which one you would prefer and why.
Okay, what about water now? Water and the flu, okay? Distilled or spring? If somebody has the flu, would that be distilled? Because supposedly distilled pulls out a lot of the, you know, the toxins that are released in the blood from, would you say distilled or spring for somebody that has the flu?
If you are dealing with a flu, I would probably say to distill for at least 3 or 4 days. To get the good flush and flush out whatever is causing you to cause you to contract the flu. But if it's not, just make sure you get a good clean water that is at least a spring water, and drink the distilled water. You know, not every for all the time. Just maybe for a week or 2 weeks, you can do the distilled water to flush. But after that, go back to a good spring water or a good alkaline water, and you'll find that that would keep you from being dehydrated, and it also helps with flushing whatever it is out. So you got to drink your water whatever form you want to take it in.
Okay. And I think that's important, because a lot of times people, whatever you do, don't drink tap water. I mean, I know nobody in this show listens to drinks tap water, but you never know. So, no, tap water is a no-no. But what about people that say boiling the water, Corey? They say, well, I've heard that boiling water is good. What about boiling water?
Well, a big problem with water now is with boiling the water is that there's so many chemicals in the water. And boiling the water will not take out the chemicals. You have to let the chemicals dissolve, and that sometimes you have to let the water sit for a while. So boiling, it may be good on occasions or when there's an easy, you know, a recent condition that caused the water to be contaminated. Boiling may help, but overall, boiling the water has no real benefit other than you're condensing the chemicals in the water, which is what we are really trying to avoid ingesting is the chemicals. So if you don't want the chemicals, I wouldn't boil the water. If you if you want to, it's best to get a good clean water, a spring water, or even a distilled water would be better than boiling it. If you have no other option, or if you know that whatever's in the water you can do or kill by boiling it, then that's fine. But for the most part, boiling water is not a real benefit to addressing any condition or disease.
Now, Brother Coy, back to juicing for a moment. This because again, I mentioned to you that I have a friend that recently shared that they had been diagnosed with cancer. Now, you know, just so, you know, for the sake of the discussion, so that, you know, you know, we talk about juicing. How often, if somebody, just to take the conversation back to the cancer for a second, should somebody with cancer juice? I remember, you know, doing a show with Dr. Watkins, and Brother Frank mentioned that he was drinking like 13 glasses of juice a day, you know, but it sounds like a lot, but he got rid of his cancer, you know. Your thoughts on the juicing, and how often, I mean, you worked with your mother, you juiced. How often was that, like, juice once every, what, couple of hours, a glass, or would it depend?
You can juice all day. You can juice as much as you like. The idea is that you don't want to do too much sweet juices, like the apples or fruit in some form. You want to do your fair share of green leafy vegetable juicing. That's the main thing you want to do. Make sure you stay with the on the vegetables more so side than the fruit side when you're dealing with a real terminal condition. Other than that, you can mix it up. The watermelon is a good juice. The lemon, ginger, and apple, lemon, ginger, the green apple is a good juice.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the green leafy vegetables, I would, as much as you can. That's anything green. When you go to the supermarket, just go around the edges and get anything green and just throw it in your cart. When you get it home, you may have to work with it in terms of getting the flavor that you want out of it, but usually a good green juice is going to taste like milk, because that's what the cows eat, and that's how it comes out, tasting like milk. So, but if you would have a condition or disease, you can juice and drink as much as you can. Just don't do too much of the sugar. Other than the sugar, you want to make sure you get the green leafy vegetables so that your body will respond and heal the cell.
Okay, so you can't overdo it on the juices, especially the green juices. But would you say that is there a minimum? Again, for somebody that might have cancer, would you say minimum? Is there a minimum? Because, like, one glass of juice in the morning is not going to do it. You got to do more than that.
Yeah, I would do at least every 2 or 3 hours. I would, if you're not eating, I would be doing some juicing, yeah.
Okay.
Probably 3 or 4 times a day you want to drink at least 16 ounces of juice, at least 3 or 4 times a day. If you can double that, that wouldn't hurt. I don't think you can juice too much, because all it's going to do is flush you out, and it's going to push out whatever's not supposed to be there. So I would say, you know, stay with the juicing as much as you can, and that's your best immune system builder that there is the green leafy raw juicing, yes.
And learn how to prepare raw dishes, vegetarian, vegan raw dishes, because, again, a lot of people feel like, dang, that don't seem too appealing. You know, I just got to juice all day long. Can I eat anything? You know?
As long as it's raw. Yeah. You want to make sure it's raw
as much as
you can. Keep it raw, yeah.
Everybody, my special guest today has been King Coy Dunston, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. You can get by his establishment Monday through Saturday. You got to take a break sometimes. I know that people that have eaten there wish that you were open on Sundays. They can go in there and get a Sunday meal right after the temple or right after the mosque or wherever they're coming from. They can swing by there and get something to eat. But everybody, definitely take advantage of this information that you heard today. And Coy is a wealth of information, and he's giving you the invitation. You can give him a call, okay? You got any questions concerning a condition, you know, you can give him a call. And, again, don't just give him a call. Get by the establishment. You got to get in the store. You got to walk around. You got to feel the vibe, you know, and I guarantee you, you're not going to want to leave. Brother Coy, any final thoughts on the flu that we didn't cover, or any thoughts again on cancer, or any other final remarks you have?
Well, I would say that the best way to prevent any disease or any condition of disease is to do the things that we know to do. Eliminate the things that we know we shouldn't do. Get your supplements lined up so that you make sure you keep your immune system in its best shape as you can. And commit to doing it. Just do it, and you will find that you will reduce your disease rate, and you will also be able to keep the immune system in a condition so that you don't get attract everything that comes along, like colds and flu.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Everybody, that is King Coy Dunstan. I'm so very, very happy to have him as a regular on the show. He comes on every first, let's say normally, Brother Coy, normally every first Thursday of the month.
Yeah.
So we have him today and this Thursday, and we're just very blessed to have him anytime that we can get him. I want to recommend a book. Again, now I'm starting to do Juwanza's pick of the month. This month, I'd like to recommend a book. It's a book and it's a show that we did. The show was with Shechem Ashechem, Dr. Rahul Nefa. I mean, it's called Stress Free for Life. We actually did a show on that, and that show is in the archives. Stress plays a large, large role, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, contributor to, sickness and death. You know, stress is a killer, and you need to know what it is. And, a lot of times people think that certain things are stressful, certain situations are inherently stressful, but I definitely recommend that you listen to this show, Shechem Ashechem, Dr. Rahul Nefam, and the show is in the archives. I wish I should have gotten the date to be able to give that to you, but scroll down the archives. When you see that show, listen to it, and during that show, it'll tell you how you can get that book. Okay, and I believe you can go to www.taui.network.com or .biz, check them both, and see how you can get that book. And by all means, again, go back and listen to the show. For all of the new listeners, you can follow this show, okay, on Blog Talk Radio, and you will be notified every time I do a show. You'll be notified of the date, the time, the guest, and the topic, okay? So, you'll like these other shows as well. Brother Coy is a regular in the archives as well. We've talked about everything. So if you scroll down the archives, Brother Coy and I, we've talked about diabetes. We've talked about arthritis. We've talked about erectile dysfunction. I mean, we've talked about, before you have surgery. We've talked about it all. So scroll down the archives, and when you see Brother Coy's name, just click that, and you'll hear another powerful show by a powerful brother. Brother Coy, thank you so much for being my special guest again today. Always a pleasure, my brother. Great to talk to you again.
I'd say the same, and I appreciate what you do, and I wish you all good health and that you stay healthy and do the things necessary to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Well, everybody, don't forget, get by the store. Call them 202-562-0041. Write it down, memorize it. That's 202-562-0041. The Secrets of Nature. And I guarantee you, you will be glad that you made that call. And some things you might not want to talk about on the air, so if you want to give them a call off the air, then do that. Okay, that's fine. But just definitely call my brother and see how he can help you to get your life back in order. All right. My name is Juwanza. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Brother Coy, thank you again. I'll be in touch.
I appreciate you, sir. Take care.
All right. Everybody, that is King Coy Dunstan. So until the next time, everybody, thank you so much for your time. I do not take you for granted. I certainly do appreciate you. That's why I do what I do, okay? Bring you shows of people with positive testimonies and powerful, powerful people. We've got Brother Coy Dunstan as a regular on the show. Dr. Ruby Lathan, she's a regular on the show. You need to scroll down the archives and find her shows and click those as well. Priests and priestesses from the Osiris Society are all throughout the archives. Again, and my pick for the month is Stress-Free for Life by Dr. Rahul Nefa. Amen. Definitely listen to the show, and I guarantee you, you're going to want to get the book, all right? So until the next time, everybody, enjoy the evening. Peace and blessings.